Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.
You're listening to Lessons from Leaders by Your Story. Shraddha Sharma, founder and CEO of Your Story, interviewed Ratan Tata, where he spoke about various topics ranging from a challenging incident to business ethics. And here are the highlights.
Can you share with us a few examples of turnarounds that you've made and turnarounds that you've seen? And what should entrepreneurs and young professionals keep in mind as they try to win against all the odds?
I guess in terms of the paucity of time, one should look at the turnarounds, meaning from a seeming failure or problem area, rather than talking of a high where you gloat seeming success. There have been many instances of seeming problems that may arise from change in business cycle or some environmental change that has taken place or some regulation. So I'll pick one that's going to be the purchase of Jaguar Land Rover, where immediately after we got involved, the economy in Europe crashed. The almost expected hello from people would be, how could you be so stupid? You bought this huge headache. Ford Motors have tried for 8 years to turn the company around and it hasn't been successful. What are you, as an Indian automobile company, going to do? In Coventry, where the plant is located, there were rumors that we were going to close down the factory, convert them into tandoori chicken restaurants. Quite frankly, speaking for myself, I really didn't know what we had bought with all these comments, whether we could find a way to pull ourselves out. Significant meeting was my first day at the Jaguar plant. I invited all the workers to a town hall where we would answer many of the questions they had. And most of the questions were, are you going to close down our plants and let go several thousand people? Standing there that day with this relatively, not hostile, but testy crowd of people, I turned to them and said, look, I really don't know what we will do, but I assure you, we do not wish to close down. We should work shoulder to shoulder and revive these two brands into the glory that they had at one stage. That's all I said.
Let's look back at one of the most challenging incidents during the Tata Motors strike.
Just after I became chairman, we had a major strike in the company, very violent. About 300-400 of our workers were beaten up outside the plant. About 60 officers were stabbed, and it was a bad scene. I spent 3 or 4 days in the plant at that time to say we were together, and we overcame the strike and we started work again. After that, the first thing was the union's new agreement, and it was the issue of payment of statutory bonus. In fact, the management didn't want to pay that bonus because we had had a strike. And I came forward and said, look, the workers had nothing to do with it. These are the people that stood with us. We should pay the bonus. That one act came back again and again, driven by the workers saying, the management did this for us. We should forego this in our agreement. This should be done. We should work with the management. There was another major sense of psychological turnaround on the back of a rather dangerous situation. And those are two examples that come to mind.
During the conversation, we also learned about the significance of business ethics.
As an entrepreneur, as a leader, helming Tata Group for more than 2 decades, you know, you've stood for business ethics. But today, we are seeing businesses and corporates singularly concentrating on profits. You know, as a leader who's lived for business ethics all his life, how do you imagine and propose the significance and role of business ethics as of today?
That's a difficult one to respond to. To a great extent, a company is viewed by its performance, by its profits, basically.
Yeah.
And that covers, shields, protects, and camouflages what's inside the company. The company could be a very happy, worthwhile environment, or it could be a nasty environment where you work morning to evening and go home and have no sense of belonging to your company. The financial and the business segment look at the profit, the numbers, and view you on that basis rather than the more holistic issue of, are you happy to work for the company you are working for? As a customer, do you feel the company is being fair to you? So what is the interaction experience you have when interacting with company X? If the management can be brave enough and honest enough to rise to that occasion and not be concerned about the image alone and not take a view that I project myself as a leader that has never done anything wrong, then I think you have forgotten a lot of things that you should be looking at in terms of the ethics of the company you chair, and at some point in the future, pay a price for it.
Ratan Tata went on to speak about stakeholder and shareholder values.
Well, the first thing is, you have no place to hide. COVID hits you wherever you are. What you have to accept is that whatever your reasons may be, you have to change in terms of what you consider fair or good or necessary in order to survive. We will not be able to isolate ourselves and say, oh, we will continue to do this because we're doing this for our shareholders. You're doing it for everyone, and you won't survive in this particular environment unless you're sensitive to all your stakeholders that you have to cater to. We see this in India in the migrant labor. That labor force, which was huge, one day was just told that there is no work for you. We don't have a way of finding means of sending you home. You're just there. Not wishing to blame anybody, but that was the traditional view. That view has changed now to, who are you to do that? These are the people that have worked for you. Is that your definition of ethics when you treat your labor force that way? So the enlightened manager or owner would start to feed thousands of people in Maidans that are created, starting to look at what can be done. The government has stepped in to set up principles that would lead to payment of money and livelihood for these people. I hope we never have another case, but if we did have another case of this type, I think you'd have a much better understanding of what people could do, and companies would be reacting much faster in the right way, rather than just letting people go.
In conversation with Shraddha Sharma, founder and CEO of Your Story, Ratan Tata had some advice to young entrepreneurs.
All of us, we're all looking for spotlight, whether we admit it or not. We want to be successful. The means of gauging that success is profits, usually is generally how it's seen. And we want our story to be another success story, which gives us profits, it puts us in money, and that we consider ourselves successful as a result of that. The question is, what you do to achieve those profits, and what is the purpose that you're in that business? And unfortunately, I have a view that we're not in that business just to make a profit. You're in that business to serve the customer, to serve your shareholders, all your stakeholders, to do it ethically, not to jeopardize the safety. You may have bad decisions, you may have business standards that may, period of time when you have a downturn where everything looks grim. What you do in those difficult times for all your stakeholders, how you reflect the downturn amongst yourself, do you give yourself rising payrolls and say that, well, we have to increase the livelihood of our managers but not of our workers, or take something away from the customers? I think it's an aggregation of those kinds of things. You do the right thing on every count. You take the good with the bad, but you don't run away from the difficult actions that you have to take. I always say, maybe the greatest thing you do is, as a manager, do you go home at night and say, I did the right thing?
It's the little memories that last a lifetime, And speaking of memories,
what is that one memorable moment that stands up?
There have been many, so let me duck your question a bit and say that it's a collection of instances that you look back on the time and say there have been instances that have been learning experiences for you. For example, getting involved with personal investment, as I have tried to do in supporting startups, has been a learning experience for me. I, in humility, have to say I haven't brought any great magic with me. I have chosen to support enterprises that seem to attract me from the founder's position, what the company is trying to do. So I think that's an aggregation of experiences that you look back on your career or your business history and say that was an interesting time.
Ever wonder what Ratan Tata misses the most after lockdown?
Good question. It's been a strange experience. I have been quite comfortable at home. I have a little garden. My dogs have had a chance to run. They haven't been cooped up. But touch and feel of being in a situation, even though it's a dangerous situation in that you could catch the virus and fall ill or even die. I find it difficult to decide, is it Monday or Wednesday? Do I give someone an appointment for this week or next week? There's a sterility that starts to sneak into the thing, a lethargy that you wish you could overcome, but everybody is dispersed. Everybody is working from the house.
Yeah.
Papers are in the office. There's a certain element that I can't describe, which strikes you from the reality. So you come out of this almost like you were in house arrest.
The interview ended on a positive note when Ratan Tata spoke about India becoming an economic powerhouse.
Thank you. I know that you came today to talk, you know, just be there for young people, for young entrepreneurs, and it means so much. And I hope we get to do this again very soon and have more conversations with you. Thank you. This is very, very inspiring.
Thank you very much. I just need to say that today we are talking about the people of India, the young people of India, who are a larger part of the population than in many countries. I'm proud of the fact that we can, in fact, have a group of innovative, creative people who made such success of their young lives. And I just wish to see that India really becomes an economic powerhouse driven by the creativity and the ethical behavior of its young population. And thank you for your time. And I just feel that this is an opportunity that I must say thank you for as something we stand for. I wish everybody luck. I hope we get out of this horrible situation that we are in, that we find solutions, that we deal with them as we should. Each one of us has to make some sacrifice to make this happen. I hope we do that. And of course, it'd be a pleasure to be with you again in a similar situation. Thank you.
Catch the full interview with Ratan Tata and founder and CEO of Your Story, Shraddha Sharma, on yourstory.com. Thanks for listening to Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.
Lessons from Leaders by Your Story.